Unit 10. Gift-giving etiquette.
In the early part of the 20th century, an American woman named Emily Post wrote a book on etiquette. This book explained the proper behavior Americans should follow in many different social situations, from birthday parties to funerals. This book, the Emily Post Book of Etiquette, continues to sell well today, although some of the rules Ms. Post gave have been updated by the publishers over the years. But in modern society, it is not enough to simply know the proper rules for behavior in your own country. International travel for work and pleasure now makes it necessary for people to understand the rules of etiquette in other cultures as well. Take, for example, the etiquette required in giving and receiving gifts. As a business traveler, it might be necessary from time to time to give a gift to a client or co-worker from another culture. Or as a visitor in another country, a person might receive a gift of welcome or of thanks from members of the host culture. In both giving and receiving gifts, one should not assume that the rules of etiquette are the same or even similar to the rules in one's own culture. Cultural differences may appear even in such simple processes as giving or receiving a gift. In Western cultures, a gift can be handed over to the receiver with relatively little ceremony. When a gift is offered, the receiver typically takes the gift while expressing her or his thanks. However, in some Asian cultures, the act of giving is an important aspect of gift-giving, and this process may appear confusing or frustrating to Westerners. In Chinese culture, a receiver will typically refuse to accept the gift at first, with the understanding between the giver and receiver that after being turned down several times, the gift will be accepted. In addition, to show respect for the receiver, it is customary in several Asian cultures to use two hands when offering a gift to another person. After receiving a gift, tradition may demand that the person open the gift right away, or alternatively, wait before opening the gift. In many Western cultures, etiquette requires the receiver to open the gift immediately and show appreciation for the thoughtfulness of the giver. In Asian cultures, on the other hand, the gift may be accepted with appreciation and then set aside to be opened later. The gift will then be opened in private to avoid appearing greedy or impatient. Another tip for cross-cultural gift-giving relates to wrapping presents, especially in choosing the color of paper used to wrap a gift. In Japan, for example, white or very bright colors are traditionally not good choices for wrapping a gift. In Japanese culture, white is the color associated with mourning, and bright colors may be considered by some people to be vulgar because they are too flashy. Plain white and black are also to be avoided when wrapping presents in China because of the relation of these colors to funerals. Joyful colors such as red, yellow, and pink are preferred in Chinese culture. In contrast, Europeans seem to prefer more subdued colors for wrapping presents. A good rule of thumb for wrapping gifts, especially for business travelers, is to travel with unwrapped gifts, and then wrap the gift with paper bought in the country where the gift will be given. Finally, when choosing the appropriate gift to give, a good rule to bear in mind is the following. Never give vodka to Russians, chocolate to Belgians, or beer to Germans. It is better to travel with quality gifts from one's own region or culture. These are much more likely to be appreciated in other cultures because of their unique nature.